We are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are interactive. We absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can always go back and listen to our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. We're going one-on-one right now with Mitch Lawrence. He is the longtime NBA columnist. And as I said at the top of our show, hey, you can check out his work at NBCNewYork.com and also Forbes.com. Right now, we're zeroing in on the Eastern Conference, talking about the Chicago Bulls. Give us your view and your belief on what they might be able to accomplish this year, Mitch.
Well, I tell you what, it's been one of these years where I just don't know. I picked them to go to the finals. I think other people did. It was a lot was contingent on Derrick Rose's health, but they also had gotten, I thought, a major addition in Pau Gasol, who I rated right behind LeBron James as being the most important free agent signing among the Eastern Conference teams. I love the Gasol addition. But the year's been so disjointed and messed up, and they've only had their projected starting lineup out there for, 20 games or so. And, you know, a quarter of a season, that doesn't get it done. They've had no continuity and stability and consistency because Noah has been hurt, and he's been on a minutes restriction, and Rose has had his problems. I just think it's going to be one of those years where they just don't, you know, fire on all cylinders when they have to. And to me, I'm looking at more of a short playoff run than what I expected.
Okay, well, a team that is firing on all cylinders and they've got that continuity and stability that you're talking about is the Cavs. What is your belief in terms of what they might be able to do? Because they are playing much better basketball the second half of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, they've been, especially offensively, but even defensively, they made those great trades early in the year. They reconfigured their team. They got a rim protector in Mozgov who closes down the paint for them. But it all starts with their MVP, at least their former MVP, LeBron James. You know, he's won it four times. He's in the hunt this year. I've got him ranked behind Harden and Curry. But LeBron, you know, for the first quarter of the season till, you know, late December, he seemed to be off his game mentally and physically. But I'll tell you what, he's been as good as anybody, if not better, over the last few months. And it all starts with him. And, I, you know, right now it looks like they'll get to the NBA Finals. Of course, we're a long way between now and June. But LeBron's been sensational, and they've got a lot of weapons there, and their defense has gotten better. So I right now would pick them over Atlanta in the East.
Do you have any concern, Mitch, in terms of the playoff experience when you got a head coach like David Blatt or Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love? I mean, they don't have playoff experience.
Correct. You know, usually you like to see a team that's been through the playoff battles and had some scars and maybe come up short like the Pacers have been the last few years. You know, those type of teams sometimes make the next jump, and you want to see that. Here, the Cavaliers are kind of a new team with the big components being, you know, critical and new. And LeBron's, you know, he comes after going to four straight finals in Miami. He's obviously new. Kyrie Irving's never been in the playoffs. Kevin Love never was in the playoffs out in Minnesota. Have a lot of different pieces. And, of course, their coach has never coached in the playoffs, David Blatt. So, yeah, that's the big concern, I think, and that's, you know, how they're all going to come together and who's going to perform under the heat of the playoff lights and everything. That's a whole other deal. We're just going to have to see how that unfolds. Obviously, they have the talent, but do they have, you know, do they know what it's going to take to win in the playoffs, or are they just going to be learning this year? This might be a year where if you're playing them, this would be a good time to get them, because if everybody's back next year, Lisa, then you could see, you know what, they'll have used this experience to help them next year.
Well, one of the surprise teams in the NBA this year has been the Atlanta Hawks. How deep do they go?
I think they can get to a conference finals. I think what helps Atlanta is that obviously teams like Chicago and Washington and Toronto, which might have been tougher outs for them, they all seem to have been slipping and sliding here in the second half or throughout the season. We've talked about Chicago, the Rose situation. Who knows if they'll ever come together. I mean, Washington has not had a lot of great moments here. They've struggled against teams with playoff, you know, winning records or teams that are in the playoffs, trouble on the road. And Toronto just isn't the same when Kyle Lowry's got back problems. And those are three major Eastern Conference teams that you figure Atlanta might have to figure out. Now it looks like really the only team in their way would be the Cavaliers. And Atlanta's done a masterful job all year long. I mean, with their offensive system, defensively, you know, they don't have a big man, they don't have a lot of great size, but they play so well together, and the chemistry is great. And, you know, let's not forget, last year, this team did lose in the first round, should have won that first round series against Indiana, lost in seven, And so that could help them this year in terms of having a playoff star, which they'll use to remember in terms of how they need to approach this playoffs this year.
Okay, Mitch Lawrence with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, Mitch is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And I want to digress for just a moment. I was watching the Mavs broadcast the other night. What was it, Wednesday night? And I heard Jeff Van Gundy talk about, when are we going to see in the NBA the best 16 teams in the playoff? When do you think this is going to take place?
Hopefully very soon, because what's happening is, you know, and it's been going on for about the last 5 years, where you're going to have one or two or three teams in the East that make the playoffs with a losing record, and they're going to get in the playoffs, and then out West there's going to be maybe a team or two that's going to be on the outside looking in, that's going to be in the lottery, that won't make the playoffs with a winning record, and to me, that's wrong. I have been a traditionalist in the past, thinking, well, you know, everything does go in cycles, but we're in a bad cycle now. And I think it's important for the league. You know, the playoffs are the crown jewels of the sport. This is when you want your best 16 teams in it. So I think what you should do is, you know, take your divisional winners and then take your, you know, the teams that fill out the playoffs, regardless of their conference affiliation, figure out the travel and the ins and outs from there. But to me, it doesn't help the product and the perception when you have teams with losing records, especially in one conference that consistently can't get out of its own way. I would hope the sooner the better in terms of that whole issue.
Okay, Mitch, we are quickly running out of time. Let's head back into the Western Conference. Talk to me about the San Antonio Spurs. It seems like they're the best team in the West right now. I mean, they're so hot. Are they your favorite?
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know what? I thought they'd get back to the finals this year. I didn't think Golden State would have such this unbelievable season they've had. The Spurs know what it takes to win. They know all about that. They've been to two finals in a row. Of course, they're the defending champs. Everybody's playing at a high level. They're going down the stretch of the season like you want to go into the playoffs. You want to go on an upbeat with the arrow pointing up. And so from Tim Duncan to Tony Parker and Kawhi Leonard, last year's final MVP, and Ginobili, I mean, everybody's playing great. Well coached, we all know that. So, yes, I would say right now, to me, they are the favorite to win the title.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mitch, I really marvel at Coach Popovich and just how he figures out ways to preserve careers, and he really monitors those minutes. I mean, he really is brilliant at that.
Absolutely. And, you know he's brilliant because everybody else now is copying him. You know, they want everybody else wants to do with the Spurs model, copy the Spurs model. People have to remember that, you know, the minutes weren't limited down in San Antonio until well after those guys had played, you know, about 200 playoff games, guys like Duncan and Parker and Ginobili. But Popovich gets the most out of his troops. They, you know, it's a situation, like I said, they know what it takes to win at this time of year coming up in April, May, and June. That's why you really have to like what that team is all about.
And he's got to be really excited with his emerging star, Kawhi Leonard, 20 points against the Houston Rockets, 9 for 15. And he was, talk about plus minus, he was a plus 13.
Sensational player. We saw last year he out-battled LeBron, outplayed LeBron in the finals.
True.
And the Spurs have something special there, I'm sure. As free agency unfolds, we'll see him stay in San Antonio.
Do you think he gets enough credit?
Leonard?
Yes.
You know what? I think that's growing. I think he's a guy who a lot of people are seeing more and more and giving him more credit for. But, you know, it's hard down there when you got Duncan still playing a tremendous level. This guy is an iconic player. He's one of the all-time greats. And so he casts a large shadow down there, not just in terms of his play, but his leadership. And then, of course, Tony Parker is what makes the whole thing go, for my money. And Ginobili is obviously part of that troika, that famous troika. So it is hard to kind of elbow your way into that when you're going against some of these all-time greats.
Okay, the 2015 NBA playoffs, they are just a week away. We've been going one-on-one with Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist. Check out his work at NBCNewYork.com and also Forbes.com. Mitch, love listening to you on NBA Radio, too. Thank you so much.
Appreciate having me. Thanks.
You bet. Stick around. Much more NBA talk coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.